This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's government agency in charge of air travel says it has stopped all passenger flights in the country. It's the latest development there after it was announced that Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party have been detained after an early morning raid. The United States has since warned Myanmar to reverse course. Australia said it was also deeply concerned about reports of Suu Kyi's detention and that the military was once again trying to seize control of Myanmar. The Myanmar military television says that the military has taken control of the country for 1 year. That move comes days after escalating tensions between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army says was fraudulent. Yulia Navalny, the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, arrived in Moscow court Monday on a charge of participation in an unsanctioned rally. She did not speak to journalists. Tens of thousands of people took part in demonstrations in cities across Russia at the weekend, with some protesters clashing with police. Authorities mounted a massive effort to stem the tide of what was the most widespread show of discontent that Russia has seen in years. Yet despite threats of jail terms, warnings to social media groups, and tight police cordons, the protests again engulfed cities across Russia's 11 time zones Sunday. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in Somalia's capital, followed by a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel, causing at least 9 deaths. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has invited a group of GOP senators to negotiate on his proposed $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports one sticking point is the president's plan to send $1,400 stimulus checks to most Americans.
His proposal would send some stimulus money to families with annual incomes up to $300,000. The White House indicates it's open to talking about limiting that. GOP Senator Rob Portman suggests the checks should go to people making no more than $50,000 a year, with families capped at $100,000. Portman's among 10 Republicans the White House says the president's invited to talk more this week.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protest against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro parading cars and on bikes shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo, an outside federal capital. Bolsonaro, who tested positive for the coronavirus last summer, has been routinely criticized by scientists and health experts for not enacting measures that would minimize the spread of the disease. Brazil has recorded the second highest number of deaths and the third highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center. Brazil was not the only place that saw COVID-related protests. Thousands of protesters faced off with police and riot gear in Vienna Sunday at the site of a banned far-right demonstration against coronavirus restrictions. Demonstrators protested against the lockdown amid the spread of the coronavirus disease in Lima, Peru as well. In the U.S. just Saturday in Los Angeles, protesters rallying against COVID-19 vaccines, lockdowns, and masks gathered at the gates of Dodger Stadium. A mask vaccination center was shut down temporarily. Hundreds of protesters, including restaurant workers, gathered in Budapest on Sunday against lockdown measures extended by the government until March 1st. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has named 2 more lawyers to his impeachment defense team 1 day after it was revealed that the former president had parted ways with an earlier set of attorneys. The 2 lawyers representing him will be Alabama attorney David Schoen and a former prosecutor in Pennsylvania, Bruce Castor. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.